Well, Souls Day touches and affects all of us, maybe more than any other feast day, because every one of us have lost someone close to us in death. Every one of us must at some point or other look death in the face. And this feast day, kind of sounds even a little strange to call it a feast day, but this feast day reminds us that we don't face death alone. Christ, who united himself to our human nature, experienced death. And then experienced not just renewed earthly life, but resurrection life, abundant life, life that death can never again touch. And because of that, we know that while death is at work in our mortal bodies, his spirit of life is also at work in our souls. It's good for us to remember that, especially when we experience injury or sickness or age-related debilitation. It's also good for us to remember that regarding others, regarding my dad who died nearly 4 years ago, regarding other family members or friends. Had a funeral just this afternoon here for Elizabeth Hoyt, Betty Hoyt. Death worked in their bodies, but the life of Christ still works in their immortal souls. That hope does not disappoint. Elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus invites us to think of the resurrected body with the image of a grain of wheat. The grain is like this mortal body. When we die, we're buried. A grain of wheat is buried in the earth and dies. But then what happens? It sprouts and grows, and it produces an abundant harvest. The abundant life of the resurrection is even more lively, more vivacious, beautiful, abundant compared to this life that we have now. Just as a full-grown shock of wheat is so much more compared to the single grain in which it started. That's God's creative power. God isn't just creative in the past when the universe began. He's still creative today. And he's also creative on the day of resurrection, when he will recreate our mortal bodies to be like his own eternal body, like the difference between a kernel of wheat and the full-grown shock of wheat. It's so good that we as a church celebrate right in a row the Solemnity of All Saints and the Feast of All Souls, because these two feasts remind us of one of the more beautiful and important teachings of our faith, the communion of saints. We talk about the church militant here on earth because we're still fighting the battle against evil. We talk about the church suffering in purgatory because they're being purified of any remnant of sin that still clings to them. It's one of the reasons we have the option today of wearing white for the resurrection, purple for those who are working out their penance, so to speak, in purgatory, or even black. I don't have a black vestment, so I went right in the middle. We also remember the church triumphant in heaven, triumphant because they've made it to glory. They've been purified by God's mercy, and they're there. Because of all that, it's all one church, one communion, one body that stretches from the earth through purgatory to heaven itself. Because of that, one part of the body can still communicate with the other parts. When someone stomps on my foot, my ear tingles. And so we can confidently pray for our deceased loved ones. And we know that they're encouraged and helped by our prayers. And we can confidently ask them to pray for us and know that their prayers encourage and help us. Because Christ has destroyed the veil that veiled from us what's on the other side of death, now we can see clearly that on the other side of death is life. Abundant life, resurrection life for all who abide in love. And that's why we have a feast of all souls, where we honor and pray for those who have passed through death, gone on the other side of that veil. That's why one of the things that we traditionally do on All Souls Day is to visit the cemeteries or the columbaria that we have here in all three, I guess, Columbia parishes. And the church says that we can gain a plenary indulgence for a deceased loved one by going to the cemetery or the columbarium and praying for the deceased there. In that regard, cemeteries aren't scary. They're places of great hope. They're places where we can pray for the dead because we know Christ triumphed over death. That's why we have a table of remembrance and write the names of the dead in a book. If death were the end, then we'd do everything we can to forget. But it's not the end. So we happily, joyfully remember. That's why we have the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, and a table for the Day of the Dead, because we're not afraid. The temporary separation of death saddens us, but it doesn't frighten us or lead to despair. Now, maybe you all will think that I'm weird when I share this with you. There's probably lots of reasons why you think I'm weird. But my high school and college friend group used to hang out in cemeteries. I don't know why. We enjoyed looking at the headstones. We found it a place of peace. We kind of had good conversations there for some reason or another. Maybe it was our way of saying, we're not afraid of you, death. A couple of centuries ago, there were some groups in Europe who cremated their dead as a witness that they did not believe in the resurrection. Now, because of that, the Catholic Church didn't permit cremation for a long, long time. Today, the Church says that as long as we don't do cremation for those kind of anti-resurrection reasons, then cremation is permitted. Though the Church does still have a preference for body burial like Jesus. The Church is opposed to the scattering of ashes because we don't see how that honors the dead, because it deprives the living of the opportunity to visit their resting place, to honor and pray for them. It's for the same reason that the Church says it's also better to bury our loved ones in a public place, like a columbarium or a cemetery, rather than to keep remains in a private home, because of our belief in the resurrection. We want to honor the earthly remains that were connected with the person who will experience the resurrection of the body. It's one of the reasons why the Church has relics of saints, because we know this person will experience resurrection of the flesh. We honor them for that. The priests of this diocese will gather this coming Wednesday in the cathedral to celebrate Mass for all the deceased priests of the diocese, to recite their names, to pray for them, and to ask them to pray for us. We remember because we're not afraid. We remember because we're filled with hope. And hope is the great virtue for all of us today. So here's the homework for the week. Visit a cemetery or a columbarium this week. Pray for those that are buried there. Ask them to pray for you. Celebrate this week the communion of saints from heaven to purgatory to you and me here on earth.